Hey there, friends, it's Nick with episode 110 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast. And as I mentioned yesterday, this evening I've gone to see The Rise of Skywalker, the ninth Star Wars film, or at least if you don't count the separate stories, it's the ninth one. And at the end of the most recent trilogy, we'll see what happens. But I've said elsewhere, I think, we know one of the things that's so powerful about, it's a really powerful technique in storytelling, is to finish where you started. And you can do that metaphorically, you can do that thematically, or you can do that physically. You know, one of my first novel sort of physically more or less finishes in the same place as it started. And perhaps unsurprisingly, they did a lot of that in The Rise of Skywalker. So I'm not going to I'm not going to give any spoilers, but I will say that I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was much better structurally than the second film, which I thought had some issues. But one of the things I loved most was how they called back to the original trilogy and finished things off really, really nicely. And it's not necessarily the way you expect. I certainly didn't expect the sort of the particular ending or the particular kind of the arc of this film. And it did that, yet it still managed to end, you know, sort of sensibly. I'm putting my hand up in an asterisk you can't see, because of course, you know, in fantasy, there is always a danger that if you look too closely, in fact, in any drama, if you look too closely, if you analyse too much, you can kind of lose the magic, can't you? I once had a kind of dictionary of Middle Earth that some Tolkien scholar had pulled together. And I remember in the introduction to that book, he said, more or less, you know, I've catalogued everything that Tolkien wrote. I've cross-referenced everything. But beware of looking too closely, because he was just a man and there are gaps. And there are always, I think, you know, with fiction, there are always gaps. And certainly as a creator, as an author myself, I'm always trying to walk that line between things that are exciting and believable. And of course, we all know what happens if you veer, you know, too far towards the exciting and make it unbelievable, then the whole thing can come crashing down. And I, you know, there's always in Star Wars a couple of moments where you think, really? But if you can put that aside, I mean, I think this was a really good sort of ending. And in fact, Abby, my daughter, and I had a really good conversation on the way back, because she and I are the Star Wars buddies, really, in this family. And, you know, she was saying how, you know, it's nice when an ending A, surprises you, but B, is still good. And, you know, there is a kind of epidemic, I think, of endings that go for kind of shock value. Or, you know, so that's one problem, I guess, where they go to sort of shock value. But the other thing is, you know, what I call the lost problem, you know, where there are so many plot lines and so many threads that they really, they come out of control and they don't manage to give you something satisfying at the end. Anyway, really enjoyed The Rise of Skywalker. If you happen to like Star Wars and you haven't seen it yet, I would definitely recommend it. Lots of fun. And thanks for listening. And I mean, I will be back tomorrow, last day of the year tomorrow, obviously. And I'm going to keep chugging on. That's what I'm going to do. And into the new year, which I'm really looking forward to. I'm looking forward to getting back to work. I like work. And I'm looking forward to getting back at it properly. Anyway, in the meantime, have a good rest of your day. And I'll speak to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story, like Skywalker's, like Luke Skywalker's, and all the rest, mean business.